they, the Republican or Abolition Party, argue that any law or regulation in violation of this fundamental principle of Negro equality with white men is not only cruel, inhuman, and infamous, but is subversive of the foundations of the government itself. If we grant the truth of their premises, it would be vain to resist the force of their reasoning or the correctness of their conclusions. Indeed, we would be compelled, as honest men, to acknowledge and adopt the principle and carry it out in good faith in all our political action. We shall certainly be compelled, as conscientious and just men, to go one step further. Repeal all laws making any distinction whatever on account of race and color, and authorize Negroes to marry white women on an equality with white men.
Now I protest against the counterfeit logic which concludes that because I do not want a black woman for a slave, I must necessarily want her for a wife.
These are the words of Abraham Lincoln.
I need not have her for either. I can just leave her alone. In some respects, she certainly is not my equal. But in her natural right to eat the bread she earns with her own hands, without asking leave of anyone else, she is my equal, and the equal of all others.